Simon & Schuster Audio presents Everest Inc., the renegades and rogues who built an industry at the top of the world, by Will Cockrell, read by Pete Simonelli. Introduction. Between 1953, when Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay Sherpa became the first people to summit Mount Everest, and 1992, when the first paying clients were successfully guided up it, only 394 climbers reached the top. Between 1992 and 2024, more than 11,500 others accomplished this same feat. The vast majority of them, more than 90%, were the clients and employees of a small number of mountain guiding companies. How did a peak that was at first deemed unclimbable, then downgraded to simply suicidal, become one that thousands of people could scale? In Everest Inc., I answer that question. Doing so necessitated reporting what is perhaps one of the most thrilling untold tales in mountaineering history, if not the history of entrepreneurialism writ large. While there have been plenty of other written works and films about Everest, they've typically been focused on one specific tragedy or triumph. As a result, they've added up to a skewed view of the mountain, especially of what it's like today. Everest Inc. links together the most influential moments of the last four decades of the mountain's history and shows that they've really been twists and turns on the same wild ride. It reveals that the modern history of Everest is fundamentally the history of the guiding industry on Everest. And in taking us to the present moment, it shows how the relationship Nepalis have to their national treasure, Sagarmatha, as the Sherpa people refer to the mountain, as well as their feelings of ownership over it, have evolved, going from rock bottom to historic heights in the space of a decade. The misconceptions about Everest guiding run deep, dating back to that first ascent in 1953, and the false notion that Tenzing Norgay guided Edmund Hillary to the summit, or sometimes that it was the other way around. The majority of the stickiest Everest myths, however, were seeded by Into Thin Air, John Krakauer's brilliant first-person account of an unusually heart-wrenching day. It remains the book about guiding on high peaks, and the lens through which just about all Everest stories continue to be viewed. But Krakauer's scorching indictment of overcrowding, dangerously smug guides, and bumbling client climbers was written in 1996, only 4 years after guides first cracked the code on Everest. The mountain's place in popular culture is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?